Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your nearness, Father God. Thank you, Father, that you are with us, almighty, all-powerful, and not just with us, that you're there revealing yourself to us and revealing all that we have in Christ so that we can be your witnesses and declare your truth, and with all your resurrection power, you back us up in this time of the devil just out there lying, stealing, killing, and destroying, Lord. We just thank you for your goodness, and it's new every morning, and we just thank you for this powerful word, a waking up that we are getting in Ephesians chapter 3, Lord. In Jesus' name, we appreciate your love, and we stand fast in your goodness, fully armored, clothed with all the righteousness that we have in Jesus as co-heirs. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. It's Ephesians chapter 3. It's verses 9 to 13.
I was chosen to explain to everyone this mysterious plan that God, the creator of all things, had kept secret from the beginning. God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was his eternal plan, which he carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. So please don't lose heart because of my trials here. I'm suffering for you, so you should feel honored.
Hallelujah. That's so beautiful here. You know, this mystery that's been hidden and kept secret from the beginning. God predestined us to be holy and blameless in Christ. It's something that Paul has been stirred. God stirred him up to record these things. So I just want to really encourage, you know, you guys, the body of Christ, that Jesus came and Jesus, this eternal purpose was carried out. He showed the love of God towards mankind. He was God the Son revealing God the Father in every way, and so that us, the sons of God, can wake up to the love. So he was He was showing the love. He was showing how we are sent. He was showing the mighty power that backs up the gospel, the goodness of God, the plan of God. And then he died so we can have it. And now we are the body. He is the head. We are the body. He is the vine. We are the branches. And we, as a church, are the called out ones. Called out for what? To stand, to declare, to let all the unseen rulers and authorities know. So, and us that are seen, this goodness that Paul declared, we need to see. So eyes need to open up to this big reality. We are the ones to declare the goodness of God, to stand boldly in the midst of the darkness, to be babes to evil, wise to what is good. Now, we can't walk around here with our heads in the sand. We need to know the enemy is busy. And sticking to Scripture, Psalm 2. In Psalm 2, it talks about the kings of this world that has brought about the vanity, that has brought about all the hostility. They, the ones, these elite, the globalists, and they are operating to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. Just as we are the body and Christ is the head, they are the beast and Satan is their head. And this is what we stand against as sons of the living God. And so we need to see the deception that has been released. I really believe it. It's always been there, but in 2020, it's God stepped back. And it's not like some people tell you that what was keeping them back was the church. It's been God all the time. God is the head of the church. And he has kept back. We're not tested beyond what we can handle, his powers. But he has stepped back now so that the church can arise and shine. It can be what it's supposed to be. And it's not taken out. The church has been taken out of this world. It's not going to be taken out of the world. It's taken you in the world, but not of the world. But you're here to stand fast, to declare and to represent Christ in every way. And that's our calling, guys. So when we see this deception and this lies, it's good to see it. You need to see it. But then you need to go a bit further. Devil comes in one way, but he flees in seven. So we need to see, be babes to evil, wise to what is good. We need to see that we must reveal. We must. This is the honor of all the saints to declare, amen, the written judgment, that they are doomed, and that the kingdom is here and the kingdom is taking over, and stand boldly in the things of God so that God's power can be manifested. The power of Satan is deception, but the power of God rules supreme. Not even hell could keep the power out. God's power was revealed in Christ, taking him from hell itself into the fullness of heaven. And the fullness of heaven is what we have got now as the body of Christ. So we need to stand fast. And as it says here, because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confident into God's presence, knowing that we are there to know the plan and see that the goodness of God is available, reflected in Christ in every way, and now available in Christ in every way. And stand fast and see, declare and see the power of God, just as Moses did, and people in the old covenant, God, in the times of darkness, in the times of Noah, the time of Moses, the time of Esther, time of Gideon. It was all, they had to stand fast in their God, and God came through for them, and that's the God we serve. And this is not just in certain places, as all that I bore reference to now, what I spoke about. This is now all around the world. Satan is moving, but he comes to deceive and keep us away from the truth. His whole deception is all over, because God is all over, and God is ready to blow the trumpet and move powerfully in his body. So know, this is the time for Christ. This is the time for his body to fill all in all. This is the time for his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. So stand strong and know your God. And yes, it's good to pray, but don't just send these wrong messages and just say pray. Pray yourself and get the answers, and then send that encouragement with and that there. You know, when the devil comes, he's always trying to hide the truth, and then wake up to the truth, and then release the judgment written. This is our honor. This is our time to shine. Darkness covers the earth, but you must arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.